Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Divine Mind Tribe Radio, the show where we talk about anything and everything to assist you in becoming your highest and greatest version of self. As you all can feel, there are these tremendous shifts occurring on a global level. As we continue to practice mindfulness, as we continue to practice self-awareness, as we continue to embody higher and greater aspects of ourselves through becoming more authentic beings, the more beauty and opportunities for health, wealth, freedom, excitement, inspiration shall flow into your life. It is vibrational law, my friends. I'm your host, Davey. You know, I'm trying to move into telling a different story to myself about my life. You know, I've been using the radio name Davey for some time now, not only radio, representing myself as Davey under Universal Consciousness 1111, when it was that, before we had decided to change the name, change the dynamic, change the entire foundation behind our organization. And number one, you know, we had to take a step back and ask ourselves, what role do we play in humanity's evolution of consciousness? I am blessed enough to work directly with my soulmate, the love of my life, who's also the co-owner of our organization, Divine Mind Tribe. And for those of you that may not be familiar with what this organization is about, just for you to get an idea of, you know, who you're listening to, why you're dedicating your time, being the most valuable commodity in the entire universe, something you've heard on the show before. Why do you invest your time into listening to me? Now, I'd like to, first of all, thank each and every single one of you for taking your time to listen and absorb the information and then bounce that information back via email. I love the emails, guys. Keep them coming. Ever since becoming Divine Mind Tribe Radio, and starting to do some marketing on the Instagram page, which you can find at, guess what? Divine Mind Tribe. It's just at divine.mind.tribe. That is our main social media platform, is Instagram. And then the show, LA Talk Radio, is the channel, is the platform through and the foundation through which we're able to actually communicate to the 300 plus thousand people that have chosen to follow us. And we really thank you for that as well. We love the love. We love the support. And we're big believers in the energy of exchange. So we have been formatting ways and figuring out many different ways to get it to actually exchange that energy, to make sure that we're giving you guys something of intrinsic value by simply participating with us in the platform, by simply participating with us in whether it's listening to the radio show every Sunday at 1 Pacific Standard Time, whether it's following the platform on Instagram or Facebook, also Divine Mind Tribe. Twitter is Divine Mind Tribe. It's at Divine Mind Tribe, but the I is a one. We just actually got on the Twitter game, so we're trying to get some people to participate in that and just become more active on Twitter as well. But basically, what this organization is about, before we get into explaining today's topic, which is in direct alignment with explaining the organization, today's topic is, check it out, guys, kind of in alignment with last week's topic, but a little bit different. Okay, last week we talked about what can we do to adapt to these changes, to these global changes, and not only adapt and survive, but thrive. This week is we're going to take it to the next level. This week is about understanding that the only way to thrive is by strengthening your connection with spirit. That's what this is about. Okay. So today's show is based around inspiring each and every single one of you to participate and integrate really high vibrational activities into your life. What does that mean when we say that? It means we wish to give you tools that have worked for us. And when I say us, it's the entire collective of Divine Mind Tribe. Everybody that participates, anybody that we are in communication with, anybody that we work with, we all, it's a tribe. It's a tribe consciousness. That's what it's of, Divine Mind Tribe. It's a tribe of divine minds. And you are a part of that if you so choose to be. And the only thing that, the only prerequisite to participating in quote-unquote Divine Mind Tribe is to encourage your growth. Do things that encourage your growth. Do things that actively encourage your growth. Do things that inspire others through acting upon your own inspiration. It's about having your thoughts align with your, I should say your positive thoughts, because there's a lot of thoughts that we have and they're not always positive. Having your positive thoughts align with your words, which then align with your action. When these three components, and this really is what Divine Mind Tribe is about, instilling in all beings, in anybody and everybody that resonates to this information, this is what it's about. Understanding your thoughts have power. Last week, we talked about the mirror experiment. I don't know if you guys took time to check it out. And if you didn't listen to last week's show, what we did is I shared with you guys that there was, just to briefly recap, in the 70s, a study done. It started, the first study was done in the 70s. And then there's multiple hundreds, if not thousands, of studies that confirmed, the hypothesis to actually be a factual outcome and no longer a hypothesis, but a fact, right? So, but a factual outcome. In your experiment, turns out that if you have an object and that object is being observed versus not being observed, whether it's by a conscious being, whether it's by a human being, whether it's by an animal, even a plant. Like there's the light experiment with the plant. They put a plant in a corner of a room and just had a light randomly. They coded an algorithm and then basically uploaded this application, right? Because that's all an application is an algorithm. So they uploaded this application into the computer processor of this light. So this light had a little mini computer on it, basically just where it could send information, and that application was able to receive the fact that this light had this application, was able to receive this information, which told it to spin randomly. There was no format to it whatsoever. Spin completely randomly, send light in different corners and different at different angles in the room in a complete random order. So they did that with no plants in the room. This is just something else that this is not the mirror experiment. We talked about that last week. This is another experiment to kind of solidify what it is that we were talking about last week and how it applies to today's concepts, right? Of taking it to the next level. Taking it to the next level of having your thoughts align with your words, which therefore align with your action, right? So this is why this is an alignment. When the plant is in the room, whichever corner the plant was in actually changed the direction and the frequency of how often the light would shine in that corner. Now, it was deduced that the light was actually, I should say, the plant was communicating with the light. The plant naturally observed the light, and the light organically and naturally observed the plant, and they had communicated to some degree, to where the light, which was on a random algorithm, ended up 70% higher, a 70% increase of whichever corner, and they did it with all four corners, whichever corner the light was, or the plant was in, the light shined 70% more on the plant. And then when they took the plant out of the room, it went right back to its random algorithm where the light had been coded. Just think of this one light in the center, attached to the ceiling at the center of a four corner room with one door. So one entrance, one exit. And this light is just spinning randomly, just up, down, left, right, circular, completely random. And then the moment they bring the plant in the room, the light automatically starts a 70% increase of positioning itself on to the plant. Okay. Once again, I'll share with you the deduction, what they deduced from this experiment, which has been done many, many times. You can check it out on YouTube if you'd like, or read about it. Google search it or CryptoTab search it. I highly suggest downloading CryptoTab. You'll find it in your Google Chrome browser, or just go to CryptoTab.com. I definitely suggest checking it out. You can mine It's not very much. It's really not very much, but you can use your CPU power, your computer processing power to mine Bitcoin, actually earn Bitcoin on a very, very, very small scale for just browsing the internet, right? Pretty cool. So whatever, on another scale, or on that's another show. That's not for the show. Essentially, you can find, you know, this plant experiment, the light experiment with the plant and the communication between the light and the plant, and, you know, get some more information on it if you so choose. There's videos on YouTube. There's information. Google search it, or tab search it, whatever you want. So how does that tie in with today's topic, being understanding the importance of aligning your words with your thought? I'm sorry, your thoughts. See, it's a three-step process. You think it, and then you speak it, and then you act it, right? Now, how important is it for that plant to communicate vibrationally with that light for its own survival? How important is that light to the plant? Well, it's a matter of life or death, right? The plant knows that it needs light. And if it does not get light, it's going to die. And it knows that. So the plant, in some way, was able to think to its own degree. When I say think, I mean, you know, plants are living things. They do have an electromagnetic energy. They do emit their own life force. So do they have brains? You don't know. Not the way human beings do. But are they conscious? Yes. Plants are conscious. They are aware. Are they aware of their existence? I have no idea. But are they conscious of what they need to survive? Yes, absolutely they are. Right? Anything and everything that is a living organism has the programmed desire to do what it must to stay alive and to survive. So in the same way that it is essential for the plant's survival to find a way to send information to a randomly generated light, is the same context in which it is a matter of, really, I mean, life or death. And when I say life or death, I mean happiness, your level of happiness. If you are generally a happy person, if you have found a way to, mostly stay in a high frequency consciousness, high vibration consciousness, and maintain your happiness and joy. By the way, I do want to apologize briefly if you do hear my beautiful angelic daughter in the background. With these current global situation, we have been doing our shows remotely, so. I am currently in my little home studio, but she is a loud little girl. So I do apologize if you hear playing with mommy in the background. But, you know, this is really important that we understand the depth of severity that comes. When you understand how important, how severe of an impact your thoughts, your words, and your actions have on your reality, this is when you shift from being a responder to your external circumstances into a deliberate and conscious creator by following inspiration and excitement that's generated by your internal desires. Now, there is a profound difference between being a responder and a creator. a responder, or I should say, right, not to define anybody as like, oh, you're a responder, you're a creator. No. We all are responders and creators simultaneously. Not simultaneously, but we all have seasons of our lives or moments of our lives where we're responders, and then we all have moments of our lives when we're creators. It really does all depend on that level of consciousness, that state of consciousness in which you are vibrating on. It depends on your vibrational frequency. So when you, just like the light, are in a state of survival, very much like what's going on in our current global situation, people are in a state of survival. People, for the first time in a lot of people's lives, they are worried about the overall, well-being of this country. What's going to happen to our monetary system? What's going to happen to the treaties, the trade treaties that we have with other continents? Our accessibility to food. I mean, when you go to the grocery store and you see entire shelves completely empty, it's a very humbling feeling. It's a scary feeling, right? It makes you feel as if you have a lack of control, especially if you are a provider. If there are people that rely on you to provide for them, right? You have the sole responsibility of doing whatever you must to make sure that there's food on the table. And when I say whatever you must, I say whatever you must within means of holding taking positive action, having only positive intentions, not doing things out of fear that hurt people or that, I'm not saying it's okay to steal. It's not okay to hurt someone just because you need the means. There are always positive ways of generating what you need to generate within your life to make sure that you can provide for yourself and your loved ones what you must provide, right? There's always positive ways. Never is there a need to go to the dark side, right? When I say go to the dark side, I mean, get caught up so deeply in that state of fear mongering, or getting caught up so deeply in that state of not necessarily surrendering to that faith and that knowingness that within you does hold the entire power of the cosmos. Within you lies the entire power of creation. And these ideologies and concepts have originally, they've been around for thousands and thousands of years, originated in a lot of Eastern cultures, and they've maintained their, integration into modern day society and in a lot of Eastern cultures. If you ever had the opportunity to visit, India or someplace, like the Peru or any of these Eastern continents and cultures, and it's a complete shift from focusing on the external ego. And they're all about, if you check out like the Tibetan monks and stuff, they're all about using the internal chi to have your thoughts align with your words, which therefore align with your action. And when you have these three fundamental elements of creation, thought, spoken word, action, these are the three pillars of creation. You think it, you speak it, you act upon it. When these three pillars are all in harmonious alignment, meaning that whatever you choose to speak is always in direct alignment. I'm sorry, whatever you choose to think is always in direct alignment with what you speak. And whatever you choose to speak is always in direct alignment with your actions. This is a means of survival, my friends. This is the core concept of how to thrive in a situation like we are in today. If you surrender your power to the information that is propagated to you through mainstream media, through many other outlets of information, when you choose deliberately to take a step back from the force, I mean, very forceful propagation of information into your life, and you take a moment to go within, you take a moment out of your day-to-day hectic state of survival, and you shift into a state of gratitude for having the things that you do currently have. Talk about perspective, right? I mean, wow. Health is now a more valuable commodity than wealth. People for the first time are talking about in mainstream media, which is very interesting. You know, with everything that's going on with the economy and our dollars, massive inflation and the debt bubble that has been created through dividends and overprinting via the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned corporation. We're not going to get into that. They're talking about how, you know, in mainstream media, you know, with this crisis, I don't even like to say the word, and I'm just going to say global crisis, global health crisis that is being talked about constantly. It's also bringing to the forefront of the mass global consciousness that we've been chasing this money for a very long time, right? The quote unquote American dream. And when I say we, I mean everybody in America and on a global scale, it has sacrificed their joy to provide, unless you have, of course, found a way to compensate yourself and compensate yourself enough so to where you can provide for yourself and your family and all their wants, needs, and desires, and all your wants, needs, and desires. So once you've been able to do that, then you're free. That's called taking the red pill, if we're talking Matrix terms, right? I always refer back to the Matrix because there's so much metaphorical information that they share. The Wazowski brothers know what's up. They definitely, the Wazowskis at this point, they definitely know what's up. When I say what's up, I mean they are conscious and aware of the fact that quantum physics has proven, and in conjunction with thousands of years of, you know, Eastern texts and information, that there is a soul in the body, that there is a spirit. There is something greater than just this meat machine. And we must find a way, especially during this time in our planet's evolutionary process, to integrate the understanding that we are spiritual beings in a human experience. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience, meaning we are not these meat machines that will every now and again have this out-of-body experience that is simply generated only from, you know, our subconscious, or, you know, when we dream and those certain chemicals are released in the brain that allow for astral travel. When we write that off as, oh, that's just my subconscious. And I'm not saying that it's not just the subconscious, because it is. A lot of it is. But on a deeper level, what is the subconscious? Where, at what signature in time and space does the subconscious exist? So those are questions that can be answered through studying quantum physics, right? If you have the desire to study or understand the relationship between thoughts, words, and actions, and you have the desire to understand how to consciously and deliberately apply new ways of thinking, meaning these ways of thinking aren't new to the global collective consciousness. I don't know, they've been around for thousands of years. They've been around forever, since the dawn of time. But they're new to you. And if you are capable, it does not matter your age, right? A lot of people in, I'll say my parents' generation, the baby boomer generation, along with even my generation, they've so effortlessly, how do I say, because I'm speaking to all of you, I'm speaking to everybody, right? You know, I'm speaking to the hearts of the people that are afraid of accepting a new belief system that might work better for them, because they've lived their whole life with another belief system. It is scary. I'm just going to lay it out. It's really scary to come to a realization or understanding when you've lived 50 years, 60 years, 40, 50, 60 years, whatever, your whole lifetime. And all of a sudden, you know, these new age concepts are coming out, this mass acceleration in the availability of technology that 10 years ago, well, 10 years ago, it was actually, 2009, Bitcoin started to, you know, have a tiny, 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 tiny bit of a reputation when it came out. Or was it 2007? Point is, blockchain's been around for a long time. Blockchain tech, which is the most revolutionary technology on the planet. Quantum computing, which is also the most revolutionary technology on the planet. Artificial intelligent robots. I mean, if you go to any .ai website, like there's .ai websites. Now, these websites, this is the financial freedom aspect of what we talk about here, and, you know, Divine Mind Tribe Radio, and just the overall essence of Divine Mind Tribe is we do encourage financial freedom. So one of the aspects of, you know, honoring the idea and concept of financial freedom is these technologies that are coming out today allow, or that are available and that are accessible, that weren't accessible 20 years ago, weren't accessible 15 years ago, which allow for an entirely new perspective on what money is, on what the energy of exchange really is. And when I say the word money, money is just a word that represents, at least in my vocabulary, the word money. The definition for me of the word money is the energy of exchange, the physical manifestation of the energy of exchange, nothing more, nothing less. People get so caught up in the concept and the idea of money. We all need to trade. We all need to honor each other's time. We all need to value services and products in some way, shape, or form. We all need a fungible currency. Fungible means all units are equal. All units, for whatever the face value is, that's the face value, right? We all need something that we can, go to the grocery store and trade, our trade with to receive these necessary items to keep us alive. Or, even if you are a believer in, self-sustainability, you got to pay for the electric bill, or at least the solar bill, or whatever it might be. But whatever it is, there is some form of exchange that does require a monetary exchange, whether it's a USD, whether it's a cryptocurrency, whether it's gold, silver, whether it's shares in a company, no matter what it is, there's some form of necessary exchange to make the world go around. Right? So a lot of people do have a misconception, in my humble opinion, when I say money, people think of 1%ers or people that, are controlling the world, and money is the root of all evil. You guys have heard that before. That's not true. People are the root of all evil. Money just enhances what people have the capability of achieving. So we'll get back to point. Just know that money will, and if you're a good person, money makes you great. If you're a great person, money makes you fantastic and amazing. If you are a smart person, money gives you the means to allow you to become brilliant. If you are, we'll just leave it at this. If you are a benevolent individual, money will just allow you in creating a more beautiful and positive reality. If you are a malicious individual, money will just allow you to be more malicious, right? That's what it comes down to. Just enhances. Money is the energy of exchange. You exchange, you receive back. The more you receive back, the more you can express yourself, so on and so forth. You guys know what I'm saying? So in honor of financial freedom, maintaining alignment with today's topic of the importance behind your thoughts, words, and actions being in alignment. When you think to yourself, I am worthy of receiving, and you don't even need to put a dollar amount unless you want to, sometimes it can create resistance. If you currently have, let's say, if you are currently working on increasing or bettering your relationship money, then the best thing to do probably would not to put a dollar amount in your affirmations, but think to yourself. See, we're going to do the think, speak, and act regarding how to manifest wealth. So you think to yourself, number one, I am worthy of receiving anything and everything that I have decided will better my experience and the experience of those that I love and the experience of those that I don't even know. Through me having an ever-expanding exponential stream of income and freedom units. I express myself in greater, more brilliant, more vibrant, inspired ways than I previously could before choosing to manifest this mass abundance into my experience. So these are the thoughts. Okay, so you think that. That's number one, the thought. Instead of, which most people do, we're all guilty of it. It's a part of the human experience to get a bill in the mail and ask yourself, how am I going to pay for this? I have a mortgage, or if you rent, I have rent to pay, whatever it is. I have an electricity bill. I have a DWP bill. How am I going to pay for this? Instead of shifting into the how am I going to, shift into the thank you for allowing me the means to do so effortlessly. So that's the thing. Okay. Then the speak. The speak is you write down. Now speaking, when I say speak, I also mean write. When you write, you are speaking to yourself. I mean, that's what thinking is too. You speak to yourself. But when you actually write something down, you are affirming in the same way, if not, studies have shown, a bit more powerful way than just speaking it alone. But for the sake of ease and for the sake of maintaining what today's show is about, we'll just say speak and write. Okay. So first you have the thought. You've changed the thought from, oh, how am I going to pay for this, to thank you for providing me the means to pay for this. I am excited. And then you have to, these aren't just words that you're speaking or thinking to yourself or writing down or speaking or acting about. These are feelings. These are emotions that you've got to surrender to. Get out of your own way, right? That's the key, is define what it is that you want and then move out of your own way. This is how you're going to thrive, not just survive. This is how you're going to thrive in these times that lie ahead. Very sacred, somewhat, I could almost say prophetic, biblical times that lie ahead. I mean, this is how we're going to make it, guys, is shifting from being responders to creators. How do you become a responder? You become a deliberate thinker, speaker, and actor. Okay, so you've shifted the thought from how am I going to into I am so excited to know that I am always covered. I am so excited to have the opportunities unfold right before my eyes when I absolutely least expect it. Because I've already surrendered to the knowingness that so as long as I don't have resistance against it, it must come into my life. If I'm not feeding into its resistance, I'm feeding into its creation. You're either constantly vibrating towards something or away from something. And whatever your relationship with that something is, defines how you are vibrating in relationship to it. So this really actually is about changing your relationship with whatever it is you wish to change. In this example, we're just talking about money. So once you've changed the thought, you then speak, you affirm, or you write down, you affirm for yourself. You look yourself in the mirror, and this doesn't happen overnight. It happens. When it happens is determined by when you get out of your own ability to create, meaning the more resistance that you release. So the more you surrender to just knowing that your external circumstances do not define the future, do not define the opportunities that are going to be presented to you tomorrow, because you know the laws and you know the laws of the universe. Meaning, if you choose to deliberately change your relationship or your approach to speaking, thinking, and acting about a specific something, then your entire reality must change with it. So then you start speaking and you say, you affirm to yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. Do some eye gazing into yourself. Eye gaze. Look into your own eyes. Look into your own soul. Trust me, 5 minutes, 10 minutes in the mirror, it's a psychedelic experience. It really is. And if you're talking to yourself and getting on these deeper levels, talking to different layers and aspects of yourself and saying, you are worthy, you do deserve, and then identifying the root, where did things go wrong? At what point in my life did my relationship with, in just this example, money, change? I grew up with a great relationship to wealth, or vice versa. I grew up and my parents had an unhealthy relationship with money. So I naturally, subconsciously, unconsciously picked up on their belief about money. So I'm going to deprogram myself, and I'm going to make sure that I am programming myself to be a receiver. And the only way that I can allow myself to receive things that I don't quite know how to receive in this moment, meaning, yeah, I could use $100,000, but how is it going to come? You don't see the path yet. That's when you got to surrender. You surrender and you say, I've identified that I want $100,000. And that $100,000, by vibrational law, must materialize into my experience through one way or another. So you take your thoughts, you shift them into a space of resistant-free thinking. You then speak them. And when you speak, that's when you feel the inspiration to take the action. When you are speaking to yourself saying, I am worthy, I bring infinite value to this planet by simply working on my ability to become a deliberate thinker. When I visualize light, when I'm laughing, I'm generating wealth into my experience and into my life. I am valuable because I raise the vibrational frequency of every single person that I talk to in every single space that I enter. And continue to do that, and you're going to get inspired action. Take that action, and you are off and rolling into an entirely new vibrational experience. Guys, we have concluded our show for the day. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. I also want to let you guys know you can always reach us via email at divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram at Divine Mind Tribe, Twitter, Divine Mind Tribe, the I in Tribe is a one, and Facebook, of course. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours, guys. We will see you next Sunday. Peace.